You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. Standard Bank Group is hosting the South African State-Owned Companies Investment Collaboration Summit from the 22nd to the 24th of September at the Dubai International Financial Center. Business decision makers and investors will meet under the theme Unlocking Infrastructure Capital for Africa, Resilience Through Reforms. We speak now to Zen Dlamini, Standard Bank CIB Executive Head of Sovereign and Public Sector Client Coverage for more. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time this evening. This is the fifth edition of the summit, and how was this year's event different from the ones before?
This year's summit is definitely a quite exciting one. I actually think about the first installment that we had, where we were talking about South Africa. We were quite restless. You know, we were trying to sell the country because of the energy challenges we experienced, the transportation in the ports, in the rail side, where we had like very agitated and very restless investors and some of the clients, you know, that do business in South Africa. Our conversations really moved from saying this is a country at the southern tip of Africa, which is ambitious and it is resilient. But today we actually talking about like some movement, things that have happened through the reforms, you know, through the structural reforms. We are saying that South Africa is ready. South Africa is open for business. We are talking about a country that has moved from just a promise to a delivery. And it's quite exciting to stand in the podium this time around, because you will be talking about live opportunities. You will be talking about live opportunities across critical subsectors in the country. And I mean, we've got some of the examples, you know, case studies that we can share with the investors and some of the, you know, like-minded operators that actually have been to the country that can tell the same story that we'll be telling when we get to Dubai this time around.
From promise to opportunity, let's expand on that, and maybe you can highlight some of the key discussions that will be addressed in this year's summit and how they are aligned to investment opportunities on a continental level.
So we'll be talking about a variety of subsectors, but most importantly, how we're going to kick off. We're going to have our CEO for South Africa that will be talking about what South Africa is showcasing, where South Africa is. And we actually also have our economies that will paint the picture, you know, to talk about like the GDP growth that we are expecting. And then we've got an update from government. We've got a really that is from the presidency that will be discussing some of the key themes that the investors are looking at. This is centered around the infrastructure reforms in South Africa. And when we talk about the infrastructure reforms or the structural reforms in South Africa, there are tangible cases that we can talk about, you know, from ports to rail, with so much activity that we see happening. And we do have, in terms of the plenary itself, we will have like a panel that will talk to your water management, securing the future of water management in South Africa. And it's very interesting because water is not just a big theme just in South Africa. It's a global theme, as evidenced by your SDGs, the UN SDGs, and waterfalls under SDG 6. And now for South Africa to be pushing and to be leading in these discussions, bring on board our water boards and your TCTAs. It talks to what South Africa is achieving, how South Africa is turning around. And then in addition, we also will be talking about the transportation and logistics. Transportation and logistics has been such a big theme. You know that we had some of the biggest challenges in the ports. You know, we had very angry shipping liners. We had very angry port operators, your logistics guys, including your third-party logistics clients. Now we have an opportunity to showcase some of the work that has been done through the structural reforms and through the Department of Transport and Minister Tracy and some of the initiatives that she has pushed and accelerating the progress, you know, from the network statement itself, talking about, you know, the corridors. Okay. the key corridor. So yeah, quite exciting stuff. Life cases.
If you'd allow me to join you, please. Why Dubai? What is it about the city that makes it a strategic spot for investors?
Okay, Dubai. Yes, Dubai is it is a strategic location because if you think about it, it is at the intersection of Asia. It boasts that modern infrastructure. I mean, think about the venues like your Dubai World Trade Center, where we will be holding our conference as well. And Dubai also, it's a business-friendly environment. It's got a diverse cosmopolitan culture, and it's got world-class connectivity. You know, like, you know, Dubai Airport itself, it's one of the busiest airports in the globe, and they fly to over 200 destinations. If you get to Dubai Airport, it's just such a buzz. But most importantly, Standard Bank, we opened our first offices in Dubai in 1997. And today, we now have a well-established corporate investment banking business.
Thank you so much for your time this evening. Zen Dlamini, Standard Bank CIB Executive Head of Sovereign and Public Sector Client Coverage. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.